good to have you back in our airwaves here in the McCook area, Coach. You have friends, you have, I don't think maybe necessarily family around here pretty much anymore. I think everybody's pretty much moved away, but you still got a lot of friends around the McCook area. Good times here. It's good to have you back on our airwaves talking a little high school basketball.
Well, thanks for having me, buddy. It's good to be back.
Coaching at Hastings High, you stint there with the Hastings boys, and now with the Hastings girls program. It's coaching's in your blood, isn't it?
Well, it's about all I know, and I'm not sure some days if I know that. So, you know, you just kind of try and get through each day, and hopefully everybody's getting a little bit better at the end of the day and kind of see where we're at come, you know, mid to late February.
I know record-wise, Coach, it hasn't been not the record you want to see, but here as of late here since Christmas and New Year's, you've had some battles. Aurora just the other night. Adams Central's a good team. You battled them to 8 points a week or so ago, beat Lexington. So you kind of see a little, hopefully, turnaround a little bit here that it's, the girls really battling and competing well, aren't they?
Well, you know, we are, I think. You know, and I'm pleased with kind of the progress that we've made up to this point. You know, the tough thing that we're still a little bit, you know, apprehensive, I guess you would say, is, you know, for our seniors, I'm their third coach in their tenure, you know, in their 4 years. And, you know, for your juniors and sophomores, the second coach in such a short time. So these girls are having to learn a whole new language, you know, and just different ways to go about things. Not that I'm saying my way is the right way, but, you know, for everybody to get on the same page and kind of understand, and, you know, we're starting to ask more questions as a team, which is good, because early in the year, I think, you know, I threw too much at them, and we were swimming, and they didn't know exactly what I was talking about when I would say, you know, get a down screen, flare screen, you know, hold your CO, you know, things like that. So I think the language barrier almost is what I would call it, or maybe the easiest way to put it is starting to decrease, you know, and girls are asking questions, and now they're starting to get, you know, on the same page as our staff in regard to time, score, and possession, and what we need on this possession, and, you know, what we need to do defensively. Can we switch this? Can we go zone one time? You know, just different things like that. So the team is getting more up to speed and more on pace to what we're kind of trying to deliver to.
Boy, the Aurora game, I saw the kind of the stat line at tough first quarter, but it was even, and you tried, and had a big-time rally in the fourth quarter, but just 3 points short.
Yeah, they got up on us as much as 10, and yeah, in that first quarter, gosh, I think we had 15 turnovers in the first half, and we cut that in half. In the second half, we only had 7, but the first quarter, and it was just, it wasn't anything that necessarily Aurora was doing. It was just, I felt we were a little bit lethargic, and we simply weren't catching the ball clean. We weren't, you know, sharp with our passes. We weren't making the right reads. So it wasn't a matter of, you know, somebody just putting a press on us and we couldn't break the press, so to speak. It was just simple things that are in our control. And, you know, that's kind of been our nemesis at this point of, you know, I mean, even with like Elkhorn North, you know, we're down almost 30 at halftime, and then we play them even in the second half, you know. So I think it's a lot of it, too, is just a realization of the girls that, you know, we are getting better, and we are a competitive team, and we can make these kind of strides, but we've got to do it for 4 quarters. You know, we're just not still as skilled as we need to be, especially within our conference, to go out and compete nightly if we're not really just dialed in from the tip.
Couple of young ladies scoring well for you. Hayden Locks, Mackenzie, is it Nolitz, and Ella Tinsman, a young freshman, a bright future. So you've got a couple of double-figure scores for you this year.
Yeah, you know, and Kinsey in the last probably 4 or 5 games, she's our senior, and she averaged right at 14 points, you know, a year ago, was a second-team all-EMC performer, and you know, really athletic, shoots it really well from the mid-range, can't stretch out to the three-point line. But, you know, she's at her best when she's in open space and can get up and down the floor and use her athleticism. And then, you know, Hayden Laux, I don't know if, you know, she's a Laux. She's from a wrestling family. So, you know, she's just tough and gritty, and she knows how to compete. you know, she's done a really good job. Again, like you said earlier, you know, after the holiday break here, really understanding what it takes to be a point guard in a system and delegate and, you know, command a huddle and get the ball, you know, to a hot hand, I guess you would say. And then Ella Tinsman, yeah, the future is really bright with her. She's about 6'1", steps out, she can shoot a three, posts up very well, is demanding of the ball, getting tougher by the day, and you know, for her frame, she really moves well in transition, got really good hands, and, you know, she's a freshman that lost the Class B state championship 1-0, so she knows how to compete at a very high level, and she knows what to do in tough situations, and again, I think, you know, the longer she sticks with things and really understands, she's really hard on herself, so we're trying to, you know, really make sure that she knows that mistakes are going to happen, and heck, on your best night, you're still going to miss half your shots, you know, so it's a situation that, you know, we're still trying to navigate through a lot of things with a young player in Ella, but she's pretty darn good. She's only going to get better.
What about the Bison? Watch a little game film on McCook. We're coming to your place on Friday. Your thoughts on what Coach Schall and her team is going to be all about?
Yeah, I watched, you know, a couple games. The game in entirety, the Gothenburg game, which was really kind of an intriguing game. I mean, if you wouldn't have seen the score, you know, how they have the scoreboard on Huddle now, boy, you would have never known that thing ended up the way that it did. I mean, McCook did a really good job. Was up, you know, 10-8 after the first, tied about halfway through the second quarter. And then at halftime, they were just down 6. And we've been through a stretch like this, so I'm not, you know, condoning or anything. But, you know, after halftime, they scored 6 points. And we did the same thing against Blair. I think we scored like 5 points in like 16 minutes of play. And it's not like Gothenburg just knocked in a bunch of threes or anything like that. It was just slowly but surely, you know, they kind of chipped away and built a big lead. But McCook's guard play is really good. You know, they're athletic, they're fast, they're tough. I think they shoot it well, especially in timely situations. I don't know if, you know, they're a team that's just going to come out and knock on wood here and make a bunch of contested threes. But, man, when they need a big basket, they seem to find a way to put it in the hole. And that's kind of what happened to us a little bit, you know, last night at Aurora. We've got a cut to one. One of their girls, who really even wasn't a great scouting report player on our sheet, banks in a three and pushes it to 4, and it's just one of those possessions that we could not overcome. And those are the things that we're trying to get, you know, our girls to understand, is how important every possession is, even down to the last second. So, you know, McCook does a good job of sharing the basketball. I think they play very good defensively and rebounded at a pretty high clip at this point, too.
Well, Coach, this starts a busy stretch, this tough stretch. You still got the Gretnas, the Norrises, Benningtons, Grand Island Northwest as we get into early February. Got some monster matchups coming up, don't you?
We really do, and that's, you know, where we've kind of been with our last 4 or 5 here. Just, you know, these, I don't know if you would say 50-50, but we're selling to our team as a 50-50 matchup that, you know, these are the ones that are really going to kind of put us, when we get to the end of the season in regard to wild card points or anything of that nature, these are the ones that we just got to learn how to win. And I think we're knocking on the door right now with the Adams Centrals and you know, the Auroras and those teams. And those are pretty much 50-50 games for us at this point. But, yeah, this is a big one for us Friday, because I think we need a little bit of a boost heading into a tough stretch with, like you said, the Benningtons, the Waverleys, the Gretnas, and the Elkhorns here as we finish out our conference season. So any momentum that we can build on a game like a Friday night matchup